One moment.
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So my name is Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. And it looks like you were sent over to me to pull up the program details for Allied Home Restoration.
Correct.
Have you ever considered putting the company on the first page of Google?
Have I ever considered what?
Putting your company onto the first page of Google? Like getting the programming?
I've spent extensive dollars advertising SEO work and Angie's.
Okay. How do you like Angie's?
I was telling the other fellow, I'm ready to cut ties with them, honestly. Most of my leads are junk leads. You get one out of every 30 leads that are legit. It's just enough to kind of break even, but it's just, there's way.
Okay. What type of restoration are we talking about here? Is this like water damage restoration?
Water damage, mold testing, mold remediation are the two things you want to get into. I'm more extensive, I suppose. I'm already into it. I want to advertise more.
Okay. So who are you working with for your SEO?
Currently, I'm not. I'm just going through Angie's list. I was working with Town Square Media, but it just wasn't producing. So I just have organic leads based on having a website and five-star reviews.
Okay.
Sort of thing, but
I'm looking at it.
Push.
Okay. We have a couple of options for you. So do you like paying for leads? If you were able to get qualified guaranteed leads, do you like having the leads come in that way, or do you prefer for things to come organically and kind of work through it that way? Which way do you prefer?
I kind of prefer a monthly rate that's affordable and then a trial period to see if it pays off. So, in other words, whatever the price is, you know, if I land three jobs and, you know, obviously it exceeds my advertising amount, then it's something to look at. But it's hard right now. I'm almost at a break even, you know, with the potential to have landing a really big job that puts me ahead.
How much are you paying for the leads with Angie's?
Right now I'm in bathroom and kitchen remodel. And I am in water damage, mold, and each of those are a promotional thing because I was already complaining. I was ready to quit. So together I'm paying $5 for those.
You're paying how much?
$5.50 per month.
Okay. And about how many leads are coming out of that? Like,
I get
average.
Several. I'd have to look and see, but almost all of them are junk leads. Are you from my area?
I'm not from your area. I'm looking at your area on a map, though. I'm looking at everything. The reason I'm asking you all these questions, Dave, is because for one, my company, Local Splash, we are a Google Premier Partner. So we have the highest level of partnership that there is above even Town Square. There's only 40 companies in the U.S. that have this specific type of partnership. Okay, Town Square is one of the more reputable SEO companies, but they're just not the same as what we are offering. The reason that I'm asking these specific questions is to figure out exactly which package is going to be best for you. You have a fair amount of five-star reviews on your Google listing as it is. I do see that there's some improvement that we can make on it. However, if you're looking for water damage restoration leads, we have the ability to provide through Google Guaranteed specific leads that are nothing like what you're dealing with Angie's. Google actually built their own lead source called Google Guaranteed, and they built it to trump all other pay-per-lead services because they know what you guys have been through and what you're going through because, hey, they're Google, and they're the ones that are selling the ad space to Thumbtack, Nextdoor, Networks, you know, Angie's Home Advisor, they're selling them that ad space. So they know the way that that pay per lead works is they pay for the spot for their business name. They capture the lead, then they resell it to you and five or six of your competitors. And as you've said multiple times, it's garbage leads, right? It's junk. You're not getting actual qualified leads that are coming directly to you, and they're not at a very affordable rate. So if you're paying $5 to $10 for a junk lead, it's the same as spending, you know, $5 is $5. Now, with Google Guarantee, there's a lot of fail-safes in place. There's a lot of opportunities. That's why I was asking how much you're paying and what you're looking at. If you want direct leads, there is a way for us to do that for you through Google Guarantee. It is not cheap. The lead cost is... the individual lead cost of what you're looking at is $106.67, but it is a qualified call, meaning it's specific to the services that you're providing, the fire damage, the water damage, the mold inspection, the mold remediation, the mold removal, these sorts of things for water damage restoration. Or we can go completely different route and we can do the local SEO, we can combine it with Facebook ads, or we can combine it with Google ads and attack it that way. It really just depends on which way you want to come at it.
So how would you know it's a guaranteed lead?
So Google assigns you a specific Google call tracking phone number. The way it works is like this. Up at the very top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section, which is only for select categories and select areas. So when somebody is in need of the services that you're providing, they go to Google, they punch it in, your business name populates at the top in the Google Guaranteed section. When they click on your listing, they're able to see exactly the type of services that you provide. If those services are the ones that they're looking for, then they're going to connect directly with you. When they click the Google call tracking phone number, the recording starts immediately and AI is listening. Now, the clients are calling to you directly. There's no middleman. We're not saying, hey, Dave, here's a lead that's supposed to be water damage restoration. Hope for the best, and we're sending it out to five of your competitors. A, the lead coming in is exclusive to you. The reason the call is recorded and AI is listening is for those authenticity purposes. So what Google actually guarantees in the Google Guarantee section to the general public is that they're going to be working with a quality provider, meaning that that provider has been background checked, they've been vetted, they're tried and true. They have business license and insurance, and they're up to snuff, okay? And Google actually, what their guarantee actually is get it done right or Google pays you back. So what Google does is they actually back your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client in the event that something went wrong that couldn't be resolved between you and the client. Now, in the long run of things, for what you're offering, $2,000 isn't all that much, but it's what the guarantee is through Google Guarantee. And what they're guaranteeing you is qualified leads. So when the call comes in, if it's a sales or solicitation call, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, if they happen to be asking for a service that you do not provide that is not listed on your service profile, or if they're asking for a service outside of your service radius that is not listed on your service profile, you will not be charged.
Well, here's what I'm driving at. Here's the last two calls I've had. One was at 5:45 this morning. And it was a lady who, based on her address, has a value of a home of probably $10,000, had their garage burned down in January, and she can't afford to have it put back together, so she's looking for somebody that would take a payment plan. That's a big red flag, no. And the one before was a trailer home who wants a complete bathroom remodel, which is probably a $15,000, $20,000 job, but she also wants to have a plan. I get a lot of to where somebody thinks they have mold, and I explain to them, well, we have to test to know for sure, right away.
And that costs.
Something free.
Yeah.
So yeah. Those are the type of leads. And boom, 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 all of a sudden I spent $500 telling people, like, listen, you actually have to pay me to do something, you know.
So those aren't the type of leads that you're going to get coming in. So, again, the client is contacting you directly. So there's only two instances that Google considers it an actual qualified lead, okay? And that's if the client requests estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, which is probably never, or if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Now, if the client is reaching out to you directly, this is the thing, is it's all about how the company is advertised. Angie's List advertises like that, Dave. They say, hey, pick your contractor. Okay, they tell the general public, pick your contractor. You get to pick. Okay, but what they're not telling the general public is, hey, each time that you even think about calling or clicking on somebody, that's going to charge that particular contractor a fee, right? Which is totally not okay, because at the end of the day, they're usually tire kickers. You said that lady had her garage burnt down in January. It's August, and she's just now looking for a quote. And a payment plan? That's crazy.
Right, well...
You know what I mean? That's not your type of client.
Well, they're a monthly fee. They're on a monthly fee program, so they just, they say, hey, we give you, 35 leads this month.
That are garbage.
None of them worked out.
They're garbage.
Yeah, so...
They're not qualifying
those
leads.
That would be my scary part. I would not be afraid to spend $1,000 per lead if I knew it was going to lead to an actual job, which yields sometimes that.
Well, with this particular package, the upfront cost on it is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get yourself and any face-to-face employees, meaning anybody who's going out and giving estimate. Is there anybody within the company that's going out to give estimate besides you?
No.
Okay, so it's just going to be you on the application. You have business license and insurance?
Yes.
Okay. So the upfront cost on that is a one-time $250 application fee. You meet all of the requirements, which is that you have a minimum of 5 five-star reviews, that you have a Google business profile, you have the license, you have the insurance. So the application itself really shouldn't be tough to process and get going and get you the Google guarantee approval. Now, the kicker on this is, A, that all the calls are recorded. So if a call happen to slip through, which is very rare that happens, because again, AI is listening and programmed in for this specific skill set. Okay, they're looking for those specific buzzwords. But in the event that a call happened to slip through, Dave, what happens is you actually have access to that call recording. Angie's, Thumbtack, those type of paper leads, they've never put any type of fail-safe in place. The calls are not recorded. They're like, hey, well, you connected with, I've spoken with people that have been not on a monthly like you're talking about, but on an actual pay per lead. Okay? And it's $200 a lead for a remodeling lead. And they're like, hey, I never got a hold of the guy. I called 6 times. Well, it shows here that you connected because the call was 1 minute and 30 seconds long while he was leaving a voicemail for the dude. They consider that a connection. Which you and I know that's not a connection. That's not fair. They don't have any recourse because they don't record the phone calls because they don't want to have to produce actual qualified leads. They want to make their money on the click coming through, and that's how it works. Now, they do produce enough of qualified leads that they're still in business, even though it's surprising to me. The FCC is suing them currently for the way they practice business. However, they've been around for a super long time, and for some people, it still works. But what Google Guarantee has shown in the past 5 years is a 33% conversion for closing ratio over any other pay-per-lead service. Because A, the calls are coming directly to you. B, lead cost is set. It doesn't go up or change. It doesn't fluctuate. Also, there is recourse. So in the event that the call was unqualified, it doesn't meet the two requirements, you didn't go out and give the estimate, you didn't get the phone call to give the estimate, or the guy didn't ask for the estimate over the phone and you didn't give it, which again, I think is probably never for what you're offering, right? So there's only going to be one instance that's considered a qualified call, is when you set appointment with the client to go see the client face to face. So if a call happened to fall through on that, you actually have the call recording through the dashboard and we dispute it for you. It's not a problem. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
well, how would that say carpet cleaning? So
carpet cleaning is different. Carpet cleaning is a separate category. So with what they're called is verticals. So for the water damage restoration vertical, it's specific. The keywords within it are very specific, and you can pick and choose which ones of those that you want. So for water damage restoration, it's water damage cleanup, water damage repair, fire damage cleanup, fire damage repair, flooring, mold inspection, mold removal, painting, pest control, plumbing, remodeling, roofing, sewage cleanup, and other. And you can pick which ones of those it is that you want. If there's certain ones that say you don't want pest control, say you don't offer that, okay, then we take that out. You will not get calls about that. Okay, the leads on that are the 106. As far as the carpet cleaning goes, that is going to be probably a lot cheaper as far as keywords go. Give me just a second. Oh, yeah. Cost per lead on that is $33.33.
Yeah, okay. Even that's kind of for what it is.
Right. Well, it's very competitive where you're at. That's the thing, is the more providers that there are in the area, obviously it's going to drive the price up just like it does with anything, right?
Yeah.
Now, what Google requires is a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads. If you want to be verified for, if you want to be verified for both of those verticals at the same time, we can do that, and then you can cut the leads on for one or the other. If you choose to go with, say you choose to go with both, you want the water damage and you also want the carpet cleaning, Google's going to request the higher minimum monthly budget, and both lead costs would come out of the one. So that higher minimum monthly budget is $13.91 for 13 leads in the first month. The way it works is the leads come in at approximately 3 leads a week. You're in complete control over them, meaning you have the ability to increase or decrease the flow as you see fit. If you take on the first couple of leads and now you know that you're booked for a month, you're not going to be able to take on any more leads at all, you can pause the campaign. Say you pause the campaign with $1,112 in it, and say you pause the campaign for 6 months. The campaign budget continues to roll over. It is not an automatic charge. The latter is also true. You take on the first couple of leads, and they go ahead and work out very well, and you choose to increase the lead flow. Say maybe you want 6 leads in a week, or you want 4 leads in a week. Then you can increase the lead flow as you see fit. The minimum monthly budget of the $13.91 does not automatically refill. It only refills once we have complete approval from you after the budget has been completely decimated. So it's not an automatic monthly charge like you've been working with these other type of pay-per-lead services.
So $13.91 is the minimum monthly budget. With that, you get 13 leads per month. You can pause it, and then second month they pay another $13.91. So now I have, say, 20 leads to burn up.
26 leads, yes. That's how it would work. So the way it works is, say you want the carpet, you want the carpet and the water damage restoration. Say you take on 2 water damage calls, that's going to be at the 106, and say you take on 1 carpet cleaning call, that's at the 33.33. Okay? So that, it's going to come out according to what the cost of that specific lead is. Water damage is different than the carpet cleaning cost of the lead. But once that budget is completely exhausted, then we contact you and ask if you're ready to refill the budget. It's not an automatic charge.
Okay, so $13.91 will be my initial investment. Well, my leads are exhausted. You asked if I wanted to do it again.
Mm-hmm. That's a big number. $13.91 is not a small number, you know. And we're in constant communication with you. So the application itself, the maximum amount of time that it takes to get it completely approved, Dave, that I've ever seen it take and what the terms and conditions state, is 4 to 8 weeks. The fastest time I've ever seen it happen is in 4 days. It really truly depends on how quickly you get the application back to us. The application itself is very straightforward. It's very easy to navigate, and I'm here to help you. You're literally uploading the business documents, the business license, the insurance, the EIN number, your driver's license and social security number, and then we're processing the application and submitting it. Once the Google Guarantee is approved, we contact you and we say, hey, Dave, Google Guarantee is approved. We're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. Say we called you on Friday and said we're ready to go, and you weren't quite ready to start the leads yet for whatever reason, okay? Call me back on Tuesday. We'll start the budget. Whenever you're ready to start the budget, we start the budget.
I see. Do you have a direct number I can call you back?
I do.
I have to go to an appointment. You called me late in the day here.
I do. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll text it out to you right now. Oh, it's 877.
Okay.
635. 6225. The recording's going to come on, and you're just going to press 224. My name is Amy Nelson.
224. Okay, Amy, where are you guys located at? Where are you based
out? We're in Fountain Valley, California, about 15 minutes outside of Disneyland. Are you familiar?
No, I just was curious if you're somewhat local and you understand the area.
Well, you get to pick and choose the specific areas.
Right, because, like, for instance, if you look on a map and you see Genesee County, you see several towns, you know, and mm-hmm. you see the population. Well, why wouldn't you want to go after Flint? It has a population of, you know, 80, 90,000 people, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's 80, 90,000 people don't have any money, that's why.
Yeah, because you're in a broke area. It happens.
Well, it's like any major metropolitan area. Everybody wants to get out, and that's what's left, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So all the surrounding communities are where the money's at, you know, the people, legitimate leads are at, I suppose. So that's mm-hmm. one problem. You have a lot of leads that don't translate
right.
to anything good. So, but yeah, I'd like to talk to you some more. I just don't have time right now.
Okay.
I'm interested.
Sure.
I'd have to probably get rid of Angie's List first to free up some budget. And yeah, I wouldn't mind giving it a shot.
Yeah.
Go over thing with you one more time.
Sure. The upfront cost is just the $250 application fee. Keep that in mind. I also can send everything over in writing. I know you've got to go, so I'm going to keep it very quick. I'm looking over I don't see the email listed independently on the website. What's the email, Dave?
FBiHomeRestoration@gmail.com.
You got it. I'm going to send it out, and then when can I follow up with you tomorrow?
If you try me later in the afternoon, it probably would be good.
Okay, after like 1 or 4, or we're here till 7, your time.
Yeah, so probably about 4.
4? You got it. I'll speak with
four,
you
five,
tomorrow.
4, so 1 o'clock for you.
Yep,
yeah.
I'm good with the conversion, I promise.
<Thank you.
laughs> I'll talk to you soon. Bye.